Hey, good evening. I'm calling from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. Is this Mitchell?
Yep.
Thanks, Mitchell. I'm Jesus. Well, I'm actually conducting an opinion survey regarding issues facing your community and the nation. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote for in the November 2024 elections?
Sorry, did you say who I would vote for?
Not actually who, but what are the chances that you'll be voting in the 2024?
Oh, that I will be? I'm kind of 50-50 right now.
Okay, 50-50, perfect. Now, in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for Joe Biden.
Okay, perfect. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American Indian.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much. Now, what is your age?
26.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I just have a few more questions, okay? I really appreciate your time.
Yep.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'd say kind of dissatisfied.
Okay. Would you say very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one is lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
I'd say that's a 10 for me.
Okay. Making college more affordable.
That's also a 10.
Okay. Improving kindergarten through 12th grade education.
Yeah, 10.
10, okay. How about protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Okay. The last one on this list, banning tobacco products for adults.
A 0.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Would you say strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. A 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
So if you don't have an opinion, never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
So the first one is Joe Biden.
I'd say 65.
Okay, thank you. The Food and Drug Administration.
100.
Okay. And the last one on this list, Democrats in Congress.
100.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10. How important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. Again, use of 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. All right.
Okay.
The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
7.
Okay. Reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl.
10.
Okay. Preventing underage tobacco use.
10.
Okay. The last one on the list is banning different tobacco products for adults.
5.
Fine. Okay. Thank you so much. All right. Now, just a few more questions. Now, it is already legal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over? Would you say strongly support?
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of in the middle, I guess.
Okay. I understand. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
You said with, no nicotine?
Yes, unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
Yeah, I could strongly agree with that. Support it.
Okay, perfect. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
Probably more harm.
More harm?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you say somewhat more or much more harm?
I would think much more based on location.
All right. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now? Do you think it should be a top priority or other issues? I'm sorry to interrupt, sir.
Maybe other priorities.
Okay. All right. Now, when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is the better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support. Prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive.
I would say reducing harmful things.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. For each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, whether you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned. The first one is the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales, making it easier for kids to get cigarettes.
Kind of middle of the road, I guess. Concerned, but not super concerned, you know.
Okay. Somewhat concerned. All right. So the second one is loss of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today.
Strongly concerned.
Okay. Very concerned. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read you some of the statements people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. Any number is fine between 0 and 10. Now the first statement is America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because some police officers and legal officials use trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be in prison. Banning these products will give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Now, how do you feel about that comment? Do you agree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. With a number of 10 from 0 to 10?
Yep, I'd say 10.
Okay. Now, there's two more here. The next one is prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. Prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operation by cartels and organized crime. These types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. So if you can rate that from 0 to 10, how you rate that comment, whether you agree?
A 10, yeah.
A 10, okay. The last one on this list, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support and harm reduction. What is your opinion on this comment?
I would say 10.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, I'm just about done with just a few more questions. I really appreciate it. Okay. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes, flavored cigarettes, to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay, thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? You strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I still strongly support that.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit.
Say more harm. Yep.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you. Would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who to vote for? Would you say more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or would it have no impact at all?
Maybe somewhat willing.
Okay. I'm sorry, somewhat more willing or less willing?
More willing.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? I'll go through a brief list very quickly, okay? Cigars, yes or no? Or
no? Nope.
Okay. Liquor or spirit?
No.
Okay. Heat not burn tobacco products?
Nope.
Okay. Soda or pop?
Yes.
Wine?
Nope.
Pipe tobacco?
Nope.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
Coffee?
Nope.
Okay. Cigarettes?
Nope.
Beer?
Nope.
Okay. Smokeless tobacco, such as dip or chew?
Nope.
Okay. Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed? From 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
Some college with a degree or a certificate.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner? Single, separated, divorced?
Married.
Okay, perfect. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I heard in the background.
Now,
now, which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
I'd say working class.
Okay. All right. Now, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Now, one question. Do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Supportive.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, this concludes our survey. I want to take the time to thank you so much. Your opinion is very important to us, and thank you so much for giving us a few minutes. I know that you're busy. I hear the children in the background.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
once
thank
again,
you.
Thank you so much. This does help us out a lot, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, thank you again, and have a great evening, sir.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.